every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Cappuccino with the CEO.
Well, this time around, Cappuccino with the CEO is with a gentleman who rose up the ranks for quite a very long time and eventually made it up to the CEO of Datacentrics. He spent at least a decade climbing up the ranks and trying to become the leader of this kind of this company, saying that he likes to impart his knowledge on other people, and it has been a great honor for him to serve as CEO as he continues to do so. He did just win Businessman of the Year as well, just not so long ago as well. So it's our Cappuccino with the CEO, and this time around, he's Business Person of the Year, CEO of Datacentrics, Ahmed Mohammed. Ahmed, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. And having won that Minara Chamber of Commerce Business Awards, Business Person of the Year Award, that must have been a great honor.
Good morning. Yes, it certainly was. I jokingly said at the event that I've been nominated a few times and I've never won these awards, and it was pleasing to see that I did it on that occasion. It's been the case of always being the, whatever say, the bridesmaid, but never being the bride.
It seems to have followed the way of your career almost. You know, things have taken time. You've worked really hard to get to you know, even the top, which is CEO now of Datacentrics, and much the same with this award.
Yeah, it takes hard work to get to the positions that we are in. I mean, I started very early in my life during the early 80s, and it was difficult. But I was also actually very fortunate. In my early career, I was involved with an organization, joined earlier on in that business when it was very small. Then started as a trainee manager and got promoted to within months, basically, to branch manager, and eventually within a couple of years to operations manager, controlling about a third of the organization. In many respects, I've been fortunate in that sense. I've been operating at board level for almost 25, 30 years. So the title of CEO at Datacentrics just caps that.
Yeah. One question then, you know, people always ask, how do you get there? What is it exactly that you feel you do daily or did daily in order to get yourself to this position? And what is it you do right now to ensure that you're still the right kind of leadership and leader that Datacentrics needs?
Yeah, I think when you speak to most leaders in the country or globally, they'll tell you it takes a lot of hard work. But with that, there's a lot of people to support you. There's also some luck involved in it. You know, it's there's people put in the hard miles, but never get to those type of positions. So, I think it's a number of factors that contribute to it. In that process, you sacrifice your family, and one of the things that does happen is that you know you don't see your kids grow up. So. There are sacrifices in that process, but it's your hard work, commitment, dedication, and I guess passion for what you do. If you have the passion for what you do, you tend to succeed a lot easier.
Yeah. What was perhaps your most significant turning point or a point in your career where you felt, you know, this has turned you out for the better? This has certainly helped you sort of pick things up, grow, turn your life around, so to speak.
I must say, I think it was very early in my career. As I said, I joined a large organization, a small organization at that stage. It's very large now. But when we set about doing this with a number of individuals in that organization, it was a handful of outlets we had. Eventually, when I left, I think it developed to over north of 100 outlets in that organization. But interestingly, we did very interesting stuff in that organization, what we term right now as BE. We did it in the late 80s, mid 80s. So it was a very interesting journey during that time. And for me, I think I've just been very lucky through that process. As I said, I rose through the ranks quite early on. I was exposed to some incredible people in my my career and learned a lot in the early stages of my career. And I guess right now the challenges for not just myself, but I think there's two challenges, one for the company and the other for the country. And my passion right now is to try and create as many jobs as we can. I think we've got a huge leg. I mean, if you look at the current unemployment stats, it's north of 25-30%. So we've got a huge responsibility to create real jobs out there. Without doing that, we'll be heading for serious problems. So I think from a country point of view, there's a lot to be done. And we try and do our bit in terms of that. We've developed a number of people. We've got internship programs like many other organizations, learnership programs, and so on. And we do our bits in terms of enterprise development and so on. So the development of the culture of the country in terms of building IP out, building jobs, creating opportunities for others is critical. And that's really what drives me. I tend to balance my focus as a leader of an organization between the shareholders and the people in the business. So in Datacentrix, we've created north of 1,000 jobs over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. But it's all the stress, all the strain of having to, you know, perhaps sometimes, forego family time and focus a whole lot more on not just your company, but as you said, an economic mandate, which is to create the kind of jobs that the country needs. Is this what you wanted to do when you think back to your early childhood?
I think many people, if you speak to them, they'll tell you they stumble on things. And I think that happened to me when I got into this job in the early years, and it took one thing led to another. And as I said, I rose through the ranks very, very quickly. So I was in senior management literally within 5 years of starting out my career. Ingrained in me is business. My parents were always entrepreneurs. They got me involved in business at a very early stage. So I guess my grounding is always in management, developing businesses and so on.
Yeah, definitely an indelible mark being placed on you from that stage as well. If you were to then give advice to all those who are certainly keen on being part of, you know, not just the business community, but in growing and forging a way through an entity, even if it's not necessarily just through entrepreneurship, but, you know, through coming up in the likes of Datacentrix, what would your words be to them?
I think the first thing you need to start off is do something that you're passionate about. It comes a lot easier if you're passionate about a particular thing. If you're doing something you don't like and it's a grind and it's a slog, it's a lot more difficult. So passion is critical. So in the field that you choose, make sure that you enjoy that field. Secondly, it takes a lot of hard work. Be focused. Understand what you're trying to achieve and what you want, and do it ethically. I think for me, that's a very important facet. I think too often in organizations you find these days that there's a lot of unethical behavior, and one of the reasons I haven't gone into big organizations is really that many large organizations have got a lot of politics in them, and you don't really drive strategy. Smaller organizations, you tend to set the strategy and implement that. And there's much less noise in those organizations. So I enjoy that. And if I've got to advise people, get involved, be passionate, and be committed to it. Learn everything about the field that you're going into. And every day is a learning curve. I've gone 57 years of my life, and every day I learn new things from different people. You never stop learning. Technology is changing fast. The field we're in is moving at the rates of knots and changing the landscape of the business environment significantly, and it has massive impacts.
I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you then about Datacentrix and the company as well. Where to from here? The growth options for Datacentrix, what are those? Where are you looking to invest a lot more into? And, you may not have necessarily made a pledge when it comes to the investment forum, but what is your pledge, in a sense, for South Africa, for the investment community locally, to help grow the economy a whole lot more as well?
Well, as I said, my priority is in terms of creating jobs, and in order to do that, we have to grow the business. So we've created, as I mentioned earlier, over 1,000 jobs over the last couple of years, and that's organic. So we haven't acquired entities and put them together to create those jobs. Those are new jobs that we've created in the market. And my drive is to do that. Technology is moving quite fast. I don't think sometimes people realize that at the rate at which technology is moving. So investment areas are going to be in terms of the IP type of businesses, your AIs, your IoT sort of devices, and the new generation technologies in cloud and so on. So there's still massive growth area for us in those particular areas. Our challenge is to keep pace with that because it is, as I've mentioned, moving at the rate of knots.
Ahmed, I must now ask you probably the most important question here. Do you support any soccer teams, and if so, which one?
Yeah, I think in the early years I was a Man United supporter.
In the early years? Wait, what do you mean the early years?
Yeah, these days I think my kids support, I forget the name, but there's always a healthy rivalry in the house, so I sort of try and stay neutral. I get very little time to watch sports, and typically I've got grandkids, and whatever time I've got, I spend with them. But it does remind me of the 80s when we had clubs like Dynamos and so on in
yes.
the environment.
Locally,
used to support that locally. So. I mean, we've got some great talent in the field of, particularly in soccer and cricket in South Africa. So, if you see these youngsters going international, it's very pleasing to see that development and that opportunity being granted to them, which guys in the 80s didn't have, who are most probably as talented as the guys today, if not more.
You're a true patriot of this country. Really appreciate your time, Ahmed Mohammed, CEO of Datacentrix. They're really detailing not just the life of Datacentrix and how he got there, but also just how South Africa is a key focus for him, and the growth of unlocking and unpacking more potential for South Africa is hugely important and hugely significant for him too. So that was our cappuccino with the CEO.